Now, you're with Sally Bryant on Statewide Drive, on New South Wales Statewide Drive, on Canberra Statewide Drive, on Sydney Statewide Drive. I'm getting my head around all these places. Let's have a look at the stuff we love, what we're really proud of as our national treasures in Australia. Now, you would have to place our oceans and our beaches and our harbours pretty high on that list. But what about the impact of single-use plastics on those waterways and the creatures living in those waterways? This is an issue that's inspired writer and illustrator Lauren Briggs to produce the book Little Pago, and I spoke to her a short time ago.
I first designed Little Pago many years ago in a university animation class after I'd learnt about the plight of marine animals in the Galapagos Islands. And so this very sweet little turtle character remained a drawing in my art book. Until a few years ago, I travelled to a remote turtle conservation island in Borneo with my family. And I guess being a mother really inspired me to want to teach my children the importance of living a sustainable life and protecting our animals and environment. And that's when I realised that Little Pago could be the perfect symbol for a children's picture book on this important issue that I feel so passionate about.
How hard is it to strike the right balance between informing children, between getting children engaged and understanding that this is a really massive issue, and overwhelming them with worry and information?
Well, I think when you give children the facts and they can understand it on their level, when you give them a purpose and an understanding of the environment they live in, I think they really thrive. I know when I explain to my children that only one in 1,000 sea turtle hatchlings make it to adulthood, they were really alarmed. And knowing that if they reduce their single-use plastics, which is one of the biggest threats that our marine animals face, that could make a difference, they were really happy to move forward with that. And I think that has a far more positive effect than creating any anxiety.
So let's talk about who you're pitching this book towards. Who do you think is the ideal receptive audience for the story?
So the book was originally written for 2 to 5 year olds, but really it's a story for parents and grandparents and especially teachers to share with their children and students. I think that as parents, we have a huge responsibility to educate our children since they're going to be the next ones managing and living on our planet. And I think also story time is such a beautiful, intimate experience. And what better way to talk about an important issue, cuddling up with your kids and reading a really lovely story, engaging with the illustrations and talking about how together you can make a difference.
So when you look at our oceans, at our waterways, you know, at our harbours like the iconic Sydney Harbour, like the really beautiful places all up and down the eastern seaboard, how concerned are you about what we're seeing in those waterways?
I'm really concerned. I live quite close to a harbour beach, and each morning when I go down there, I'm finding tiny little micro pieces of plastic on the sand, and I just think if this is what's coming up on my beach, I can't imagine what's on all other beaches and right in the ocean. And I don't think there's any type of marine animal who isn't affected by plastic pollution. And in our story, Little Pago, who's this gorgeous, energetic, but very vulnerable baby sea turtle, he loves eating, but when he goes on his journey in search for food, not everything floating in the ocean is safe for him to eat. And I guess the story highlights the critical threat our marine life face, which is plastic pollution in the ocean.
And also the issue is that there are so many people who are just not aware. They consume plastics, single-use plastics, without thought. And it's not necessarily that they're bad people. It's just that they're not thinking.
Correct. And I think we all know that education is the precursor to change. So it's so important to educate our children now so that in a few years they are already starting to make a difference. And I guess for parents to lead by example, then hopefully more people will start bringing a reusable coffee cup, not buying plastic water bottles, rather carrying a reusable water bottle with them, and especially carrying reusable bags so we don't need to use plastic bags.
Lauren, I have seen some really clever educational work done, most notably, I think, by Fire and Rescue, where they take the message about fire safety in the house into people's houses through children.
I think that's the most fantastic and successful way. And Little Pago's lucky enough to be endorsed by an environmental organisation called Take Three for the Sea. And they have a very simple yet strong message. Take three pieces of rubbish from the beach or waterway or wherever you happen to be to make a difference. And Little Pago, Take Three for the Sea, and especially our publisher, Bulleron Press, we have all collaborated to amplify our unified message to eliminate single-use plastic. And Bulleron Press are kindly donating a percentage from the sale of each book to Take Three for the Sea. And even our book, to make a small change, we've made sure we've printed it on 100% recycled paper.
So this is not just about awareness. This is not just about taking home your own rubbish. This is about being proactive and taking home somebody else's rubbish when you go home.
Exactly. And it's all about taking action and being part of the movement for change. And we've created a dedicated Little Pago website, which has an abundance of information for children, art activities, information resources for teachers to use in the classroom in collaboration with the book. And most importantly, there are excellent examples of ways to eliminate single-use plastics in the home. So hopefully we're coming into the home through that avenue.
Yeah. Lauren, I've heard it said that there is significant mental health problems and depression amongst young people at the moment around the world because of this a sense of hopelessness almost that the world is becoming more polluted and they don't have a sense of ownership. They don't feel like they can do anything. Do you think initiatives like this are part of not only solving the problem but also addressing those really worrying mental health concerns?
I think so. I have seen, I know with my own children, that when you give them something to work towards, I think they feel positive because they're making a contribution. And it doesn't matter if it's a small change. Maybe you start off by composting at home and then that allows you to see that the majority of waste in your rubbish bin is plastic. And then you can start on your next part of the journey. Which plastics are you going to start to eliminate? So I think if you educate children and give them a purpose, they really do thrive.
So then with the rest of us, because, I mean, to be honest, children really are the easy end of the market to get into,
yes,
aren't they? It's us adults who are the problem. How do you
correct
do that incrementally? You know, is it like a dolly steps thing? Do you get people to start separating their plastics out and then before you know it, they're actually fully signed up?
I think so. I think with anything that you do in your life, exercise, work, small steps, I find that you have a more positive way of continuing to keep that change in your life. So I've definitely found with our family that has worked. And especially you'd like children to make their own decisions based on the information that they're getting to. And, yeah, that has been successful.
Where are you up to with the book? Has it officially been launched?
The book has officially been launched. It's available at all good bookstores, online at Booktopia and Bulleron Press, and, of course, from the Little Pago website, littlepago.com. There are links to purchase the book. And as soon as all schools are back, we're hoping to continue to go and read to children and start working with their schools and in the community with councils to amplify the message. And Take Three for the Sea also has fantastic educational programs for Australian children. So they're making a huge change. I guess if there was one message that I'd like to give Australians is that coming together, we can be extremely powerful if we collectively take action against single-use plastics in Australia.
Lauren, congratulations on this book. It just sounds completely delicious. And what a great initiative. Well done.
Thanks so much, Sally, for having me. It was such a pleasure talking with you today.
Well, good luck with it. And I just have to ask you before I let you go, what's the next project? You sound to me like you're someone with more than one project.
I have two little projects that I'm starting to write and illustrate now. And so hopefully I will be in touch with you and you can be the first to know about it.
That sounds magnificent. I do love a scoop. Enjoy the rest of your holiday Monday.
Thanks, Sally. Take care.
Now it's coming up to 6 o'clock. Farewell to our friends from regional.